Yes, hello.
Hola, Selvin. It's Nadine. Are you still driving?
No, I'm here. I was just finished up the meeting.
Oh, okay. All right. So I understand that Danny had explained about the Google Guarantee. Did you have any questions about it? Did you need me to go over it again with you?
Yeah. He didn't explain anything.
Okay. So I'm going to explain it to you. I understand you're bilingual.
Are you with the Local Splash, right?
Yes, correct. I'm with Local Splash. My name is Nadine Medina. So
what's your name?
Nadine Medina.
Okay, Nini Medina?
I'll send it to you right now by text. So that way you have it. I know, es porque a veces my name is not a name you could pronounce in Spanish. So it's kind of a difficult name. I tell my mom that it was a punishment that she gave me that name. Do you prefer Spanish or English? What's your preference?
It doesn't matter. I mean, whatever you feel more comfortable.
Okay. Well, porque a veces mi español es como de pocha, pero sí me puede entender.
Okay.
Let me send you the text. I'm sending it to your 980 number. I want to make sure you get the text. So that way you have my contact information as well for your records. So Google Guaranteed, okay, are the ones that you will see at the very tippy top of the page of Google. Es la que tienen el verde chequeo que dice Google Guaranteed.
Right.
So that's a program that Google created where you pay per lead, but the lead will come to you in the form of a phone call. You do not share it with anyone, okay? Now, there's certain requeridos for it. So they want you to have at least 5 Google reviews. Parece que tienes como unos 107, right? 107 reviews.
Right.
So you definitely, you got that. Now, it looks like they're requiring just a background check and the certificate of liability insurance. So le van a pedir su seguro social de los estados. I'm assuming you have one?
Yeah.
Okay. And then whatever your certificate of liability insurance, whatever your state requires is what they're requesting, okay? Now, there is a one-time $250 application fee, okay, non-refundable. So you'll pass the background check, right?
Okay.
Nomás quiero asegurarme, porque ellos solo, all they're looking for is felonies. No se están fijando en misdemeanors or DUIs. So pienso que tienes un record limpio, right?
Right. There's
okay.
Nothing right there.
Nomás so quiero asegurarme. Okay. So, a veces dura entre unos 4 o 8 semanas para que le apruebe Google, for them to approve you for the Google Guarantee Program. Now, once
okay,
you get
so,
approved.
So let me get this straight. The Google Guarantee. Because if I'm going to go through all that to get just Prashi lead, I don't need that.
Mm-mm.
You know?
Déjame explicarle. Let me explain to you about it. Because I think you're thinking leads like Angie's leads. Is that
right.
What you're thinking?
Because
no, no, no.
I have a headache with those people.
No, no, no. Déjame explicárselo. Déjame explicárselo. Antes que pienses que no, que es igual. Okay. Cuando yo digo leads, así es como lo dicen, pero estas van a llegar en una forma de una llamada y no lo estás apareciendo con nadie, Selvin. Solo van a llegar a usted. Y es lo que aparezca a mero arriba que tienen el verde chequeo que dice Google Guaranteed. Hay una vez que tú pagas una aplicación de 250, vas a llenar la aplicación, vas a subir su dato de la aseguranza, and you're going to submit it. We're going to push it through to Google to get it approved. Ya cuando estés aprobado, le vamos a llamar para decirle que ya le aprobaron. ¿Quieres ahora que le prendemos los leads? Siempre le vamos a empezar con lo mínimo. Siempre. So, el mínimo mensualidad sería 296. Eso le va a dar hasta 13 leads en el mes, que son llamadas. They're actual phone calls. They just call them leads. So, cada lead, cada llamada le está costando $22.67. But here's the kicker on it. Vamos a decir, Selvin, que alguien le habló para que le remuevas un árbol. That's outside of your services. They're going to credit the lead back to you. It's unqualified. Okay?
Oh, okay. Because,
now let's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
now let me...
They call me, oh, we're selling shoes.
Like, oh, no.
I'm not buying shoes.
No. Let me tell you, you're going to love this program because... Now let's say, Sylvine, right? Somebody calls you outside of the area that you service. Like, let's say you don't cover their area and you do not accept that job. It's an unqualified lead. They're going to credit you back for the lead. If someone calls you to sell you marketing, if someone calls you to see if they're hiring, like if you're hiring employees, those are unqualified leads. Le van a regresar el crédito para atrás because they're unqualified. No son calificados, right? El único tiempo cuando le cobran y dicen que es un qualified lead es si usted habló sobre precio en el teléfono con ellos, okay, if you talked about price, or if you set an appointment. That's the only time it's a qualified lead. And you don't have to dispute it porque cada llamada, okay, es grabado. You're going to have a special tracking number that Google is going to assign to you. So they'll know which leads are qualified and which ones aren't. This is nothing like Angie's. Google created this program for that reason, because they know that people have so many complaints about the Angie's leads. You guys are sharing them. There's nothing exclusive.
Oh, yeah.
You're being
the Angie
charged lead, for leads that are
awful.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I even talked to a man just last week in Medico that Angie's told him he met his limit of credit for credit. They get that he can't claim any more credits, which is crazy. So this is nothing like that. Now, vamos a decir que solo le llegó nomás un lead en el mes. Y yo nunca he visto eso. I've never seen that, Selvin. But let's say you only got one lead in a month. Lo que quedó en tu cuenta, what stays in your budget, it's going to roll over to the next month. So that next month, you're not paying $296 again. What you are paying is $22.67 for the lead that you got the month before because it rolls over. Okay? Now, vamos a decir que te vas de viaje por unas semanas, or let's just say you're busy with a lot of work. You can't handle more business. You call us and you say, shut off my leads. We shut them off. We do not turn the leads back on until you call us to turn them back on.
I call to Local Splash.
Yes. Because we would be the ones managing it, that department. Our department for Google Guaranteed here within
now,
our company is
now, what's the quality?
Managed.
What's the color quality of these leads?
Well, let me tell you, people are more prone to calling you when you're part of the Google Guaranteed program porque Google also puts up $2,000 of their own money in insurance for that potential client that selects you. So it's almost as if Google is guaranteeing your work, and that's why they call it Google Guaranteed. So people have more comfort calling the businesses that are listed there. And all those 107 reviews that you have on your Google profile page, all those reviews you have, todos se van a publicar en tu página profil with Google Guaranteed. Those same reviews are going to also be on that profile for Google Guaranteed.
So it is a profile that you're going to send.
Ajá, es una página, correcto. Es una programa aparte de tu página profil. It's completely separate program from your Google Business profile page that you have now. So Google Guaranteed, you'll see them at the very tippy top of the page. I'll tell you who's part of your area because you're in the 28134, right? That's where you have the business registered in esa area?
Right.
That zip code?
Yeah.
Okay. And you might know
That's
some
fine.
Of these guys. You don't have a whole lot of competition in your area. I'll tell you that. For Google Guaranteed, you don't. You have, I see QC Fence Contractors. I see their Superior Fence and Rail of Charlotte. Plaza Fence, LLC, Priority Flooring and Design, Freedom Dog Fence, Fence Squad, LLC. Those are the only companies that are part of the Google Guaranteed program. So you don't have a lot of competition, which is better for you. Because if I'm looking, I mean, even if I'm looking under that first page in the local map, There's a lot of businesses that do fencing. Am I right? Citywide Fence and Deck, Fence Pro. I mean, the list goes on when you're looking at the mapa local.
Right.
Pero en el Google garantizado, que son los primeros que aparezcan a mero arriba, no hay muchos. There's not a whole lot of them. And I'm telling you, you're going to love this program. I promise you that.
If I decide to sign up with you guys and for somehow it doesn't work, what about cancellation?
You just cancel. That's it.
No problem.
No problem. No cancellation. Right. No cancellation fee, nothing like that. It's still a month-to-month program, Selvin, but I'm confident. I'll tell you this. When you see how the Google Guaranteed works, you're going to love it. I'm going to tell you, I think it's one of the best products of Google. I think it's one of the better ones. And we always start you off with the minimum anyways, but if later on, vamos a decir that you want now 20 leads in the month, the minimum monthly budget is lo que se va a cambiar, not the cost per lead. The cost per lead will always be $22.67.
So what is going to change, you say?
The only thing that would change, so como por ejemplo, vamos a decir que llamaste porque quieres ahora estar aceptando como 20 leads en el mes. Okay,
right.
Now you want 20 leads. So si lo cambiamos para que recibes 20 leads en el mes, el minimum monthly budget se va a cambiar. Se cambia a $454 al mes, pero el costo del lead siempre va a ser los $22.67. Eso nunca se va a cambiar. Es el mínimo monthly budget que se cambia cuando tú ahora quieres aceptar más leads. So, nunca vas a pasar de los 13 leads. Yo sé que a veces, Angie's, when you would put a budget with them, it would still exceed it, right? They'd still keep sending you leads, even though you said, this is a budget. I don't want it to pass that. So, with Google Guaranteed, it's not going to work like that. Once you receive your 13 leads, they're not going to keep sending you more. So, you're not paying more. Do you see what I'm saying?
So, but the user... How do you receive the certain leads? In 1 week, in 2 weeks?
No. They spread it out to where you're receiving at least three leads a week. That's how they space them. So you're at least, they're not all being eaten up in 1 week. Do you see what I'm saying? So that you're getting leads at least, that's how they say you're getting at least three leads a week.
I think that we can do it.
Okay.
Because I was just telling Shalette that I'm canceling all these other people that I have, like Angelis.
Yeah.
I'm about to cancel this guy, Tomcat, a bunch of other stuff that I have right there, and I just want to work with you guys. But I was telling Shalette, if it works, we'll make money. But if it doesn't
exactly.
work.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you, you're going to love this program. I promise you.
All right. Okay. So send me what I need to send me so I can fill it up.
Okay.
And we can start doing that.
So la única cosa que tú solo vas a pagar hoy is just for the application fee, the $250. That's it. I want to make sure I have the right email for you. You got my text message too, right? La que te mandé con mi número de teléfono. ¿La recibiste?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I show your email is selvin@solisfencing.com. That's still a good email for you, right?
Right.
Okay. So here's what I'm sending to you first. So you're going to get this email coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it's going to say Google Guaranteed. That tells you everything about the program that I just went over with you. Okay?
Right.
And then, now I wanted to ask you, Selvin, are we charging the same card that we have on file?
Which one is the one that you have on file?
It'll only show me the last four numbers. Es una visa
right.
que termina con 1002. That's all it shows me.
Okay. We're charging that one.
Okay, give me 1 second.
But here is my point. You're going to charge me that for the application. What
about
if Google doesn't accept me?
The only way they won't accept you, Selvin, is if you don't have a social security number and if you have a felony.
I don't have a felony. I do have a social security number.
Okay.
But I don't have it. Do you need me to give it to you?
No me lo vas a dar a mí. You're going to fill it out in the application. Okay, porque ahorita le voy a mandar la aplicación, pero primero I'm going to charge the card. That's why I want to make sure that that's what we're charging. So what will happen?
Okay. You're going to send me the application.
Yes, I'm going to send it to you. I'm not filling it out. You are. Because it's your information, not mine. So on the application, and you can even change it to Spanish on the application. You can have it translated in Spanish. There's a little button that you click. So when you're filling out the application, it's going to ask you to put your full name, your address, which is the address for the business it's going to ask you for too. It's going to ask you for the business name. It's going to ask you for your birth date, your phone number, your email address with your social security number. You're going to be entering that information. It's going
to
ask you.
I need to go to the house then.
Yeah. And listen, you have time. You have time because I'm going to set up your appointment.
Okay, so it's
yeah,
not
you
have. Right,
you don't have to do it right this minute. No. So when you're filling out the application, I want to tell you, hay un parte that is going to ask you, how many employees do you have? Vas a poner cero.
Okay.
No pongas ni uno, because if you put you have one employee, they're going to want their information to run a background check on them. And honestly, I believe you're the only one that's exchanging money with the clients, right, when they're paying you for the services. It's not, they're not
right.
paying your employees for your jobs.
No,
right?
No, nobody.
So you only put zero. And then make sure, because you know your insurance, no más es un dirección, una página. They only want the, it's called the accord. So when you get the application, it's going to give you the example. You don't need a license. It's not required. So I don't know if you have a license or not, but it's not required for you to be licensed for the Google Guarantee program.
No, I don't have a license because in North Carolina, I mean, you don't even need
it's
a
not needed.
To build a fence. Yeah. So
yeah.
I could get a license, but I'm not going to spend time in doing license when I'm trying to build out the business.
Right. No, no, no. Don't even worry about that. So all it is just the insurance. So
listen,
you're going
to
fill out
on.
That information Monday.
Your name again, and then your name is Medina.
Nadine? N-A-D-I-N-E?
Nadine Medina.
Uh-huh.
Medina. Where's the name from? Nadine.
My mom. ¿Sabes qué? Medina, bueno.
Medina,
it's not Spanish. It's not Spanish. My mom actually picked it out of a hat. It was between Magdalena, Sabrina, or Nadine. She actually has had a friend that was named Nadine, but Nadine is actually French. It means hope. I told her, you should have named me Esperanza then.
My mom's name is Esperanza.
Is it? Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nadine means hope in French, but my grandfathers were from
Gloria
Mexico.
Esperanza.
Oh,
Esperanza.
How pretty. Yeah, my grandfathers were from Mexico. One was from el DF y el otro de Chihuahua. My grandma, my mom's mother, was española. So she has family that's Cuban. Porque fueron nacidos y criados en Cuba, right? Pero no son, no porque son cubanos. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Interesting, huh?
It sounds like a very interesting exotic combination right there.
Right? I know. So I guess you would say, you know, hice el ancestry.com y salió que tengo... El porcentaje es más mexicano, well, more of the south Mexican part of Mexico, the southern part, and I have a lot of Indian. But it's funny because my mom, she comes up a lot of European por la sangre española, right? Because Spain is considered part of Europe. Yeah. Pretty interesting, huh?
Well, I consider myself that I have a lot of European blood because Honduras was colonized by
Oh, yeah.
European countries long time ago. But anyway.
Yeah, it was interesting.
I'm still Latino. Yeah.
You're exactly. We're all still Latinos, you know? I know my, I'm the third generation here. My, only my grandpas were born in Mexico. My grandmas were born here. My one grandma was born in Texas and the other one was born in Arizona in Nogales. So, yeah. Pretty interesting, though, right?
Hey.
And you're from Honduras?
Yeah.
Oh, my younger daughters, their dad is, son de Guatemala, Antigua.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Pretty neat, huh?
Yeah, we're all
the
same
with that. Did he just get charged the same card, right? For the $250?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to receive a receipt to your email for that, and also we send it to you, as you know, in a text message. Okay.
I got all that information. I get all that in the email. I can see it right there right now.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to send you the application right now. So the application, te lo voy a mandar por email, and I'm going to also send it to you in a text message so that you have it in both, okay? When you're filling out...
Send me a phone number that I can reach you if I had
it. Yeah, that's a phone number I texted to you, and it's on the email too, la que te mandé. Es el mismo 877 number, nomás el VIN. All you have to put is extension 623 if you want to talk to me. Solo eso.
Yeah, tell me right there.
I put it right there on the email, and it's also in the text message that I sent you. So that way you have it. And then now I'm going to send you this. Okay, there's a couple of notes I want to go over with you, but first, do you think you're going to be able to have the application filled out durante la fin de semana? You think you'll have time?
If it's not too big, I mean, I can do it tonight.
Oh, okay, perfect. Because I want to do your client onboarding pa lunes, and it's only a 30-minute call. They're just going to make sure everything was filled out on the application, okay? So do you prefer something in the evening?
On Monday?
Uh-huh. Or do you want Tuesday? You tell me what works for you.
No, Monday. I'm going to try to fill up that application.
Vamos a hacerlo ya de una vez. Okay, so let me do this.
Yeah, because... I mean, to me, it's
just... The sooner, the better. The sooner, the better. Okay.
There's a lot of things going on right here, so...
I know. No worries. So let me do this. So Monday is el 25.
For them to do the entire background and...
I'm going
to
explain it to you. So when you fill out that application, okay, you're going to have your client interview and onboarding on Monday. I have an appointment. Va a ser con Iván. We have four representatives that work for Google Guaranteed. It'll be someone from our Google Guaranteed department here at Local Splash.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's still with you. Still with you.
It's still with our company, Local Splash, yes.
Right.
That's managing it all. Okay? So primero, these are the times that I have available, Selvin. I have an appointment, and the time I give you is your time. I have an appointment available for 5:30. Does that work for you?
5:30 p.m.?
Uh-huh. Or do you want something earlier in the day?
On Monday?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, that works for me. I mean, if you have a little 5:30? Bit earlier than that.
Okay, well, what time do you want? Because I actually have, I have appointments from, like, available. I have 12 o'clock, 12:30, 1 o'clock, 1:30. What time do you want?
I think they're around that, 1:30.
1:30? Okay.
Yeah, because...
Let me put you for 1:30 then. So...
But listen, how... So this is a Google guarantee, right?
Yes.
This
is for the Google guaranteed appointment.
So did they do, like, a questionnaire to the customer? Hey, how soon do you want to install the tent? How serious are you about installing the fence?
What they're going to tell you, this is what's going to happen in that client interview and onboarding, okay? We call it an onboarding call. What they're going to do, Selvin, When they call you, they're going to have the application already. They're going to make sure that you uploaded the right insurance document. Everything was filled out. They're going to address any questions that you have, okay? Because we're pushing it through to Google for them to approve it. Now, what's going to happen is Google uses two companies, uno que se llama Pinkerton and another company que se llama Evident ID, okay? So, those companies are the companies that run the background checks for Google. Now, once we know which company it is that's running the background checks, we're going to call you, and we're going to let you know, Selvin, Evident ID is going to be sending you an email or a text message. You need to respond to it for the background check.
Medina, can I push you on the pause for a little bit? I got
yes, of course.
That is calling me three times.
Yes, go ahead. I will hold.
You can call me back.
I will hold. No worries.
Medina, ¿estás ahí?
Of course I am. No se preocupe. Take your time.
Yeah.
It's okay. Take your time. I don't mind.
No, it's just they call me and they want this, they want that. And it's a lot of things.
Yeah, if someone's calling you, Selvin, take the call. Put me on hold. It's okay. I don't mind holding. You're running a business. You're making money. Okay? So let me do this. I'm setting up your appointment for Monday. They're going to call you at 11:30. We're going to be calling you from it. But
that's
it's going
to
be.
Ask. So you were
no,
saying
por eso
that
digo.
Once
go ahead.
One of the companies call me, once that you know who's going to do in the background, then you say, what happened?
So let me explain to you. Let me explain all of this to you. Okay. So first, I'm setting up your appointment. So te van a llamar lunes at 1:30. We're going to call you from an 877 number, okay? So just make sure you answer all calls within that time frame. It's only going to take about 30 minutes. It's a quick call, okay? Now, Google.
Ooh,
usa
dos so don't open it. Just close it. My
Monday?
God. I'm sorry.
Oh,
my
okay. It's okay. I thought you were talking to me. I said, ¿qué tengo que cerrar?
No.
It's okay. Now, when we know, so let me explain. Hay dos diferentes compañías que usa Google para hacer el background check.
Right.
Uno que se llama Pinkerton. La otra compañía se llama Evident ID.
Okay.
Nosotros vamos a saber quién es el que va a hacer el background check. We'll know which person it is. Ya
okay.
Cuando sabemos quién va a correr el background check, te vamos a avisar y decirle, Selvin, por ejemplo, Selvin, Evident ID is going to be sending you an email or they're going to send you a text message. Be on the lookout for it. Follow the steps that it tells you. Porque una, no sé cuál es, pero una de esas compañías solo va a pedir the front and back copy photo of your driver's license. El otro...
No, I don't have it. No. I don't have it. Okay, we got to stop right there.
Well, let me explain. A driver's license, it's okay. Let me explain. Because they're identifying that it's you. So either if you have a passport, some identification, even an ID, that shows your photo with you, that it's you that they're doing the background check on. Because they're verifying.
I have a driver's license, but it's expired 10 years.
It's okay. That's okay. That is okay.
That's okay. That's
yes.
To you.
Even if you have an identification card, no? Like a pasaporte or something?
I do have a passport, but everything is from my country.
It's okay. It's okay. Even if you have a passport. They're just identifying that it's you that they're doing the background check on. That, yes, it's Selvin that they're doing the background check on. Okay?
Well,
el otro...
No problem.
Okay, so el otro compañía, ellos solo... Nomás le van a pedir, put your name, put your address, put your birthday, put your social. We'll let you know ahead of time once we know which company it is. Because when you get that email or that text message for the background, you want to respond to it within 24 hours or out as it expires, and then we have to have them send it again. Okay? So don't worry. We're going to walk you through everything, every step of the way. No se preocupe. All right.
Okay.
Now, the next thing here, so you're going to receive an email with your invitation for the calendar invite on Monday. We're going to send you also an hour before your interview. We're going to send you a notification to let you know. Okay. And then now what I'm going to do is I'm going to text you the application, and then I'm going to also email it to you, okay? Now, there's going to be a part where it's going to ask you, what is your monthly budget? I'm going to put your monthly budget in the email on the application that I'm sending you también, okay? So that way you have it there, which is going to be 296. That's what you're going to put on that spot.
296?
Uh-huh. Now, also, para que sepas, what you can also do, too, with Google Guaranteed, te va a preguntar, what areas, cities do you want to target, okay? You can put whatever cities you want to be found in. Here's the thing. With Google Guaranteed, you can cover wherever your insurance covers you. If it covers you for the whole state, you can cover the whole state if you want it. But,
wow,
I mean,
I
want to
cover the whole state.
I mean, si quieres manejar tan lejos, you know, but.
No, I want to cover at least just an hour away.
Yes,
from where
and
I
you
am.
Could be there. Hasta puedes poner los códigos. If you want to be specific to the zip codes that you want to target, you can do that, too. You can be very specific to it, okay? So let me send you now the application.
Can we pick that later on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would just say, like, when you're filling out the application, le va a preguntar si gustarías, nomás ponga 50 millas if you want. Put 50 miles or just put within an hour drive, you know? It's just to give them an idea, Selvin. But during your client, once you get approved and they call you to see when you want the leads turned on, you can also tell them then, sabes que yo nomás quiero estas áreas. Only put me in these areas. Okay.
Well, I'm working with Shalette on that because
yes,
we
want to
make
good.
It more specific. We want to expand a little bit more.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
She's really good on that.
She is so good. Yes.
And then I want to work with her and see. That's what I'm asking you, if we can later on figure it out that.
Claro.
I can still put, and then me and Shalette can go back because we want to target
listen,
the areas that we need to target.
Yes. Y al cabo, Selvin, if you want to change the areas that you're targeting, más adelante, you can also change the areas. Puedes hacer cambios, okay? You can do that. That's not a problem.
All right.
Okay,
well,
ahora, ya mero acabamos. We're almost done. I just have a few more notes that I need to do on your account. for Monday. So your hours of operation, I want to look at where they're at right now.
Exactly the same time we have on Google, my profile.
Yes. I just want to, I always like to confirm everything anyways. So I see it's 8. Okay. Monday through Friday is 8 to 5, Saturday 8 to 3, Sunday closed, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And then, ¿qué más me falta? Okay, I saw your Google Business profile pages there. Insurance, yes. Okay, understand, yes. The background check. Do you have a social security number? Yes, he does. Does a client... Okay, so the only thing that they need is either a driver's license, identification card, or a passport. Okay, that's all they ask for to identify that it's you.
That, I can send you my driver's license. That's not a problem.
Es solo por eso. Es solo por eso.
It's expired 10 years ago, and then I'm being busy that I cannot go to the DMV.
It's okay. And even if you have like a regular, if you have an ID for the state, you know what I mean? Because I know something, like my mom... She had a driver's license, but she don't want to drive no more. So no vas a creer that now she only has an ID. So my mom got mad yesterday because they told her she had to take the test, and she said, nah, mejor just give me my ID. Ya no voy a manejar. I'm like, are you serious? She goes, nope, I'm not going to renew my license. I said, okay.
Well,
ni modo.
That, with me, it's a long story.
So it's okay. I understand. And then I just want to ask you real quick on the fencing. You do custom design, installation, repairs, and maintenance, right? On the fencing? Okay, yeah. Perfect. All right. So you are all set. So recuerda que el lunes le vamos a llamar a la 1:30. So
okay.
We'll send you the reminder before. Okay.
All right. That sounds great. So the application, you sent the application
to my
email already,
right? I sent it to your email, and I texted it to you as well. Lo mandé en dos partes.
And then we can work on that, and then we can continue on Monday, okay?
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you, Selvin. Have a beautiful weekend. Bendiciones.
Thank you, Medina. It's my son's birthday today, so my wife...
Oh, ay, no. Vaya felicitar. Le mando bendiciones para su cumpleaños. Oh, happy birthday. Okay.
Help me to get through all this so we can...
Absolutely.
Keep going with this.
Absolutely. Okay.
Thank you, Medina.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.